I got another one that came down here for.
All right, we'd like to welcome you to MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with Andrew Nicastro and Alex Sanfilippo, and also to the St. Peter's Fiesta app that is sponsored and run by Streamography.com. If you don't have the app, you can't see the live streaming video. You got to get the app, so if you don't have it on your device, go to St. Peter's app. Just go to your app store, go ahead and grab it, download it, it's free, and then click on the streaming. And by all means, make a comment, let Andrew know how you're watching this thing and what you're thinking. Right now, we're going to be broadcasting, simulcasting on the app. We'll have the video and the radio description, of course, on the app of tonight's seine boat races, the men's senior seine boat races. It is the semifinals. They'll have the finals tomorrow. And Andrew will bring us up to speed on who's what, and we'll get the races going in just a little while as the first of the crews has come into view off to our left from the inner harbor around Fort Square out to here to this is actually the inner portion of the outer harbor along Pavilion Beach and the Boulevard. Many pleasure craft here today on this gorgeous day. The small Coast Guard vessels, the Zodiacs, I think they're 27 footers or of that ilk, are off to the right in the right lane. We've got another one here off to the left lane. I think that might be a police boat. There's a bigger police boat off to our left, off to the Greasy Pole, and quite a display of safety officials around, along with state police on jet skis. And if you can see, or you will be seeing soon, just behind the Greasy Pole, can one of you guys take a look at that with the camera? Take a look at all the people behind the Greasy Pole and the boats, all those boats that are tied together. Are we broadcasting?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Just a number of people who are stuffed into those boats, into the stern of those boats by the Greasy Pole. There must be quite a view.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big American flag out there, too. And as you can see, crystal clear skies. A little hazy, so it's lit up. It's not that clear blue because of the slight haze and the reflection of the sun, but just a fantastic, clear, relatively calm day. The wind is probably at about 10 miles an hour out of the east. Well, we've got two crews here, still waiting for the third crew, and then they'll have to come by and set up. Yep, committee boat just coming into view off to our left. So it'll set up off to the right. We're going to welcome in now Andrew Nicastro, who is back with us tonight. Hello there.
Hey, Rick. How are you? And everyone
good?
Watching.
Yeah, you missed a fun day yesterday over here. You had
I
a fun
know.
Day.
I did, yeah. My cousin Brianna's wedding with Mike Fitzgerald, so officially Mrs. Fitzgerald.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was awesome. But I'm telling all family moving forward, if they book anything during Fiesta, then I'm not going to be there.
This is such a family thing, Fiesta, and... you know, it's got many facets. It's got the party aspect, the, you know, a lot of people imbibe. It's got the religious aspect, and it's got the sporting event, the competition, the pride, and a lot of just fun.
Yeah,
just relax, have some fun. The carnival for the kids, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And, you know, just to sum all that up, you know, really just a community kind of feel to it. You know, you can really feel the community get together. You know, just scoping out the beach. I'm just seeing family and friends everywhere, and it's such a good, such a great thing.
Well, here's the difference. My wife, who... grew up on the fort over to our left, has a Sicilian background, and she has three cousins over there right now, each of whom is named Pauline. Now, I don't even know where my first cousins are. I think they live in California somewhere, and I've never even seen them.
Yep.
Family is tight in this community.
Yep, absolutely. You know, I got 20 first cousins on one side of the family, 20 more on the other side of the family.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Just big families, and I know all of them. You know, we're still involved. We're still very in touch. And, you know, that's kind of one of those things. You know, everyone makes fun of Gloucester. No one leaves the bridge. But why would I when I know all, I got all these people in my life?
Well, as a former teacher, I would tell, and still teaching, I tell my kids, get an education, go across the bridge, go see the world. And guess what? You'll be back.
Right.
Because I've lived in many different places, being in the service, being an Army brat, and just lived all over the country and halfway around the world. And I even honeymooned in Hawaii for 14 days and a couple of islands. This is just absolutely... Cape Ann, the North Shore, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
What did you say the other day? The chosen few?
The chosen with a select few.
The select few.
That are grace to live here, you know?
Amen. All right, two crews are here, and Andrew, maybe you can get us started off as to setting this thing up on what the men's... this is not the eliminations, it's the semifinals of the senior men's competition, and maybe you can set the scene for us here.
Yep, so today we have three boats racing. So we have the Wharf Rats, we have Chaos, and then we have Jarvis's crew. So as of right now, based on what I'm hearing, I would say that slight favorite to Jarvis's crew, but the Wharf Rats are a great, great crew. And it looks like right here, I want to say that's Chaos.
In the Santa Maria?
In the Santa Maria.
Now, these guys, grizzled veterans, so to speak?
Oh, yeah.
So Chaos is in the Santa Maria, all right?
Yep, I can see on his shirt Chaos.
All right, and they are here. They have arrived. And I...
And the Wharf Rats are a great crew.
Mm-hmm.
That's known as the Gigoloni crew. A lot of Gigolonis on that, on that boat.
Now I'm going to say congratulations to my my in-law and my godchild and my niece, Samantha Campanelli, and her mom, Tammy Campanelli. They won the junior girls race, the junior women's race last night. And they won by a pretty good margin as well.
Yeah, a lot of people probably don't know what's involved, but with these crews, they're practicing every day for 2 weeks. And they have certain time slots that they have to be here, and... They're actually very, you know, for a once a year event, they're very punctual with their practices, and it's a lot that they have to go through to get ready for this.
Yeah, tremendous matter of pride. And if you've seen pictures on social media or otherwise, there's some big boys. There's some big dudes.
Yeah.
Strong people.
Yeah.
Big guys and athletes. And they take it very seriously.
Yeah, I talk to my brothers all the time about it.
Now, the last time you and I were here on Wednesday, I think it was Andy Orlando's crew had a malfunction right at the very beginning of the race, almost at the first stroke, and maybe you can recap what happened there.
Yeah, so from talking to everybody, I got the scoop. So within the first, you know, it was literally like the first five strokes,
right.
The pin and the oar broke. And so what happens is they have a spare in the boat, so they got the second one in, and then that broke. So... it was just a tough, unlucky go for that crew.
Yeah, and you can't have too many oars, obviously. You don't want to weight it down, and you can't. There's no room. And then, you know, with that second oar there, I saw they were holding it up. So you're down one crew member. You got nine guys rowing against the other two guys, the other two crews who had 10 each.
Yeah. And
no
so, and so, you know, I was talking to my brothers because my brother Mark was on that boat, and I was asking him, you know, so for you guys to stay competitive, you know, what can you do? Is there anything you can do?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, honestly, the best thing that could happen if we're really down a person is actually to get that person off the boat so we have that much less weight to pull.
Right. What are you going to do? throw him overboard, deep six him? Oh, my
goodness.
That's
the competitiveness you're talking about. They're like, we're willing to do that to give it a shot.
Well, I'll tell you, I played basketball. I used to play Friday afternoon basketball with a bunch of faculty and a bunch of football coaches, and among them were Bob Rowland, Greg Swinson, and Paul Ingram, and, you know, area people know who those guys are. Big guys, big dudes. And after a collision, I broke the side bone on my leg here. I forget what it's called, but I went down in a heap on the floor. And these coaches, I think some of them also were rowers, they came over to me, get up, you baby, you fairy, play like a man. And they actually, I played five more minutes. I was so humiliated, embarrassed. Yeah, I'll show you.
Five more
minutes on a broken leg.
Yep.
But so they threw me off the court, and I can imagine, you know, that you have that feeling. But that eliminated Andy Orlando's crew.
Yep.
And so now we're still waiting for one more crew to show up. We've got one Seine boat here at the start line. There's another Seine boat off behind the greasy pole, out about probably 100 yards or so beyond the greasy pole. And we're waiting for the third crew to show up. One heat, two winners tonight, right?
Yes. Yep. Both move on tomorrow, and they play the Morrisseys, and they race the Morrisseys.
And we'll have that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be there.
And we'll have the greasy pole after this. And I'm told there are some pretty ornate costumes out there on the platform right now.
Yeah.
Now, last night, Andrew, there were 42 first-timers out on the platform. There aren't that many walking now, or will there be that many?
there will be at least that many, maybe slightly more.
Wow.
So with Saturday, a lot of it is the Friday walkers that won always get to walk on Saturday now.
Okay.
And so that's been compiling over, you know, so many years. So,
all right.
So they have a lot of, they have a decent amount of walkers up there. Actually, I have the odds that they that they do down the club. I pulled
those good
up.
Well, I Austin quoted a couple of those yesterday, and he predicted, I think, three winners just before these guys went out, and he got one right. He got Mike Sanfilippo, the final winner. He had a feeling. And as you and I have seen in the last couple of years, the flag has been captured on short rounds, second or third round.
Yep.
Third boat is coming into view now, so the third crew is rowing from the Inner Harbor over here to Pavilion Beach.
And you'll hear a lot of conspiracy theories about, you know, why it goes quicker some years and, you know, longer some other years. Some people say it's the grease. Other people say it's the quality of the walker. That's the old timers really saying, hey, they don't walk like they used to kind of type thing.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I was talking to a lot of people about yesterday's winner, Michael Sanfilippo. Great kid. I like Mike a lot.
Yep.
You know, he was a kid that when he was younger, he would go out and walk after the events are over. The kids go out, they'll swim out there, and they'll start walking. You know? He was one of those kids that was out there walking on his own due diligence.
And that pole stays pretty greasy for a couple of weeks after the fact, until the rain washes it off mostly.
And even still, even when it's not as greasy, you're still getting a form for how to do it. There we go. I think all three are in sight now. Yep, all three have at least turned the corner. They still got to get over here. But
what's this one?
I can't see from here.
We'll get another same boat.
Yep.
Looks like that one's under power.
Okay, so right. After the senior same boats is the junior same boats.
Before we get started, we're going to start with the national anthem.
That's Big Al Milfoglia on the PA for the St. Peter's Fiesta Committee. Great man, Big Al. Good friends with that with Little Al and Max, who both walked yesterday.
Okay.
Ariana Sanfilippo, our very own Alex Sanfilippo's sister, singing the national anthem.
Look at the smile on brother's face.
He's loving it.
You can hear the crowd, a tremendous crowd packed into the beach, a short beach today because of the high tide. And lining up from the boulevard all the way over to Fort Square. All three boats are in the area.
Let's keep an ear on who they say for the boats.
And we are getting ready for the senior same boat races, that two of whom will qualify for the finals tomorrow.
So yeah, we know Santa Maria's Chaos. We're trying to get a look at who's in the I think that's the Pinta to the left. And the Nina, I saw it earlier. It's around here somewhere.
And what's the name of the Morrissey's crew?
The name of the Morrissey's is oh gosh, off the top of my head I can't remember.
Tomorrow? Okay. Tomorrow. Well, they're the champs, we'll get it.
Yep. The crew on the Chaos. There we go. Chaos Santa Maria.
And the rowers, Eric Dombrowski, Glenn Harrington, Tommy Conrad, Mark Cabral, Jeff Thomas, Elliot Hovey, Joe Sanfilippo, Tom Jarvis, Jeff Buse, and Jada Richie Munn on the Chaos in the Santa Maria.
Well, we know a lot of those guys, at least I do.
So War Francis Pinta. Yep, for sure. So, by theory, you know, in theory. You're going to hear a lot of Gigolonis on this team.
Vito Gigoloni and Chris Gigoloni, the sons of Vito Gigoloni. Next, in the next seat.
The Morrissey's and the Gigolonis, you know. They're family of rowers.
Nick Gigoloni, Tony Pintero.
Well, I played on a softball team a long time ago in the semi-fast pitch league, French Street Market, and I think there were six or seven Kookaroos and me.
Yep.
Artie Churchill and I were the only non-Kookaroos, I think, on the team. Oh, and Lenny Gilardi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was talking to Lenny the other night.
Yeah,
he told me to say hi.
We have
Okay, so the Wharf Rats are in the Pinta, Chaos Santa Marina. That means
Jarvis is in the Nina.
Yep. Jarvis's crew is in the Nina.
Yep.
Pete Mondello, John Francis, Sam Tarmina.
Jarvis's crew is the younger crew.
David Guada, Vincenzo Terranova, Matt Hardy, Pia Tarmina, Wayne Morris, and J.J. Palazzola in the Nina.
All these modern craft out here. I'm looking at a craft over to the left. I can't tell whether it's fiberglass or not, but it looks got the lines of an old Chris Craft. It may not be a Chris Craft, but boy, it looks like it. And there are quite a few sailboats. The Ardell is way out near the breakwater off to the left. Off to the right is the Thomas Lennon. Both built in Essex. So the boats are warming up, and we are getting ready for the same boat race finally.
I'm excited about this race. I think this is going to be a very good race. So again, I give Jarvis's crew the slight edge purely because they're young and hungry. And you can tell it even if you talk to them. They are young and hungry. And there are a lot of big boys as well. Gigolonis, they've won it before, you know, so they know what it takes to win. They're also a younger crew, but have some veterans on there as well with the father Gigolonis, mm-hmm. Vito. Very good crew. And then Chaos is very much the seasoned of all of them. Very technically sound, my brother Dave would say. You know, the most technically sound boat out there. Let's see if they have the strength and endurance to keep up with these young guys.
That's Andrew Nicastro. I'm Rick Moore. On video is Alex Sanfilippo. And you can watch the live streaming video using the St. Peter's app. If you don't have the St. Peter's app and you're listening to MSO, go ahead and download it for your device so that you can see the live streaming video. And send a comment along to Andrew Nicastro as well. You can also see it on the big screen in four places in Gloucester. We are going to mention all four together.
Yeah, what can you do?
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with that. And you can start with the St. Peter's Club.
Yep.
They're open to the public on St. Peter's Fiesta. I think they are for this time of night, aren't they?
Yeah, for the most part.
I believe
part.
So, yeah. You can also go to Captain Carlo's. Captain Carlo's restaurant located at Harbor Loop. The Gloucester House restaurant, can't miss that. On Rogers Street, and if you see the Gloucester House, then you see the Topside Restaurant. So all four venues have big screen TVs at which you can watch tonight's events.
Yeah, so they're doing some, and again, this is Chaos right in front of us, and they're doing some technical practicing there, just making their oars go in the water at the same exact time. You know, they were doing that a little earlier, and this is a crew that you're going to see, they probably have one of the smoother strokes out of any boat out there. You know, one of the smoothest.
We just got a shout out from the from Mr. Millifogli. That's awesome. Way cool.
Oh, my man.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you, guys. Fantastic turnout, as always, here at the Fiesta. We are on Pavilion Beach, and it just crowded, packed, more people coming in, lined up along the boulevard. I got to get some of that popcorn, the kettle corn. Oh, I love that kettle corn.
That's my mom's favorite. That's a good point.
Oh, I love it.
Have you had an ambi sausage yet?
No, not yet. We'll get that
one today
or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, police boat is pushing, looks like a private private craft out of the lane, the race lane.
Yep.
Get out of the way.
If anything, the blue flag was the most difficult of them all, and the historical aspect of it all.
All right, they're trying to get him lined up.
Yep.
Yeah.
So let's see.
And he just said the blue flag was the hardest one. I believe the blue would be the far right, farthest to the right.
Now why, I wonder, is that?
I would have to say, if anything, it's because of the way that the current's going.
Yep.
So you might have to face the most current against you.
Current and wind, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, the wind is blowing. It'll be to the left shoulder of the rowers on their way out. There are 10 rowers in the boat. There is a scuttler who handles the oar that steers the boat. He's the helmsman, if you will. And then there's the guy, the coxswain, who sort of hollers out the cadence and words of encouragement, like "move your ass."
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Their job really is, when you're out there, is to, if they'll call you out right away. They're seeing you're out of stroke.
Well,
they'll tell you, pick it up or slow it down.
It's interesting because Joe Novello's got to be one of the smallest guys on any of these boats, and Joe is a coxswain here, and Joe is a great guy, electrician in the city of Gloucester, but long time organizer, supporter, and general Mr. Do Everything for the St. Peter's Fiesta and St. Peter's Club. Joe, just a terrific guy. Played ball with Joe too, and you see Joe right there. Joe standing up right in front of us in the Santa Maria. He's the Chaos coxswain. Great guy. Tim Oakes, good friend. I had his boys actually coach baseball. Tim Oakes over also. He's the scuttler in Chaos, and Chaos, good friend of Tim Kearns. All right, so the boats are coming around now to get in line. Chaos is off to our left right now. So Chaos looks as though they'll be on the left lane, in the left lane. And again, police boat or Coast Guard, look, both of them converging on a pleasure craft. If you can see that out there. Both boats converging on that pleasure craft, intercepting him and diverting him.
Yeah, there's the Pinta with the Wharf Rats.
All right, the Wharf Rats lining up in the middle lane.
Yep.
That'll put Jarvis's crew over on the right side. Sun dropping down a little bit, but still very high in the sky as Adventure, the big schooner Adventure, coming back in off to our left as well. Double master dropping our sails. Been under renovation for years and years and years. Multi-million dollar project to see her back out on the water. That was a major project for the late, great Joe Garland. Historical genius, really, on Cape Ann. Joe knew everything. All right, here we go. We're lining up. Let's see how it goes. Now, again, to reiterate what Andrew taught me on Wednesday, these things are self-starters. So it's the coxswains, the guy standing up just in front of the guy with the long steering oar. The coxswains decide when this thing gets underway. All three put their hands up and they go. So let's see who puts his hands up first, if anybody.
Here we go. It's starting to flutter.
Yep.
Or feather. Feather is what it's called.
I'm fluttering.
I know, me too. I'm excited. This is going to be a good race. So they just made a good point. So, and there's my dad, John Nicastro of Nicastro's Driving School, and my mother-in-law, Kathy Nicastro. Still working for the driving school. He's always styling with that Superman shirt. He's such a weirdo. Look at him. But so they made a good point. So
here we go.
Because we have such high tide, they're going to come in hot and heavy.
Yep, yep.
These people need to be careful on the beach, especially the children. They don't, you know, they're not paying attention.
Well, the boats are aligned. One in the middle, though, is the Wharf Rats out just a little bit in front of everybody else. So they're going to back it up. So one false start. Let's line up. So again, the guys with the long oars in the sterns of the boat, they're called scuttlers, and they act as helmsmen. They're steering the boat.
Here
acting as a rudder.
Joe and Vito right there. Turn around. Vito, all right.
Now they may go in this one.
Yeah, they got a good.
They're all lined up. Joe really said, "Let's go." He's got his hands up on the left. We're waiting in the middle and the right. Is that going to happen? Nope, not going to happen. This. Oh,
Jarvis
two up,
is up.
Two up. There they go.
Go, baby. Oh, Wharf Rats are. They're pulling hard. They came out of that nice. Wharf Rats in the middle.
All right, good clean start, fast start.
Yeah.
A lot of times we
very
have
fast start.
Many, many false starts, but here we go. And look at the wake, all three boats are churning up already.
So for a good crew, they're looking to finish this in within that 10 to 12 minute range, you know.
So the committee boat is off to the right side.
Yep.
And you see a state police jet ski off to the left, and there's a trailing boat. I think it's the Harbormaster boat trailing.
Yep, Ralph and Martin's boat.
And they'll follow. Yeah, they'll follow all three boats out.
The first year I did this, I was on Ralphie's boat.
That's amazing.
Very generous guy.
I saw that video. Yeah.
Yeah. Very difficult. And it was very difficult.
We should point out in the international dory races a couple of weeks ago, there was an emergency during the race. One of the Canadian rowers was stricken and he collapsed in the dory, and the Coast Guard was there within seconds to attend to him. So,
kudos.
Yeah. You'll see the committee boat out there, and you'll see the Harbormaster trailing. And the Coast Guard vessels are within seconds out there anyway. You see two or three of them. But there they go. It looks like, well, you can't tell from this angle who's out in front. We'll have to listen. Sometimes they get an update downstairs.
All three teams, very professional. Look how even the strokes are. Water flipping up.
I want to say that Jarvis's crew and the Wharf Rats are very close, with Chaos slightly behind, not much, not even half a boat, or right around half a boat, I would say.
And they're in sync. Look at all three boats in sync. Well-coordinated teamwork.
Yep, yep.
And I don't think, I think I read in the paper today about pacing yourself. It just doesn't happen with these guys. They're all out, flat out,
yeah,
for the 10 or 12 minutes.
It really has to be.
Yeah. It's like a continuous sprint for that long.
Yep. You know, and when it's a race like this, it really is a lot of technique, and that you have to literally raise yourself out of your seat and use your back and your body to pull the oar. You're not using arms. You really shouldn't be using arms at all.
And you're talking some big, strong men.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these guys have got biceps as thick as my torso.
Oh.
They're huge.
Yeah, yeah. But they work all year round at it, like we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put in a lot of work and time and a lot of energy for it. Okay, so the red flag is the far left flag, not the far right, far left. White flag in the middle with the blue flag far right.
I'm like a tourist here taking pictures while we're watching.
Nina by a seat.
Wow.
And so the Nina was Jarvis's crew? By a seat.
Yes.
So what do we... They just brought up a power 10, basically. So... The captain on the boat there, the coxman, he'll say power 10. And the goal is to give yourself a boost, like a turbo,
wow.
You know. So yep. Power 10, it's you're giving everything you have, but for some reason you got to find some more energy to give it more. You'll see it a lot when you come out of the turn. They'll say, all right, power 10, get us going out of this turn quickly. Then you get into a mode where you're cruising a bit. But when they make that turn, it's going to be everything they've got all the way to the beach, especially if it's this close all the way.
Still time to download the app. If you haven't done that, you're listening to MSO Radio, download the St. Peter's app. Go to your app store, download the St. Peter's app. Send some comments along to us. We'll pass them along. We'll mention you. Let us know where you're watching. Big screen TVs in Gloucester. There are four places where you can go ahead and watch on the big screen if you're hungry or whatever, want a little libation. St. Peter's Club, Captain Carlo's, Gloucester House, Topside Restaurants, all have the big screen. Looks like they're getting very close to the flags.
Some. Yep, they're all in their turns. Jarvis's crew are coming out of it quicker. Wow, Jarvis's crew did a nice turn. Nice
looks,
turn.
Looks like the Wharf Rats did too. Chaos lagging a little coming out of the turn.
All right, who's got it in them to finish this strong, you know? Here they go.
In the backstretch.
Yep.
Coming down to the final nine.
Gosh.
Half a mile out, half a mile back.
Is that even 5 minutes for them to get out there? Honestly, that was quick.
The first two finishers will compete tomorrow for the championship with last year's winner.
Now, when you're watching the boats come in and looking for that real so smooth stroke.
So these people on the beach are going to have to move back, because these boats will come in very hot and very high.
High tide today.
Yep.
Very high tide. Beach is packed.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful Saturday for it.
It's unbelievable.
Know?
Yep. It's a 10.
On the beach, just watch out when these boats are coming in. It's going to be a close race. So if you're right on the water's edge, move out of the way when you see these boats coming in.
Now there's that announcement.
Yep.
All three boats headed home. In the middle of Wharf Rats.
Half a boat over the pit dock. And the Santa Maria is right behind them.
Yeah, Alex is zooming in there, and he thinks that the Wharf Rats are pulling a big move. Said they're coming strong. Chaos slightly falling behind. There might be a boat behind right now. Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those two are close, though. This is going to be awesome.
About a quarter of the way home, maybe a third of the way home.
Yeah.
Chaos dropping off a little bit here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chaos seems to be dropping out of the race here.
Dropping out of the race?
Yeah, I think they just mean that they're just really falling behind. You can see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just this these two crews. You know, that I know with I know with the Wharf Rats, they have some as young as 21, 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a couple, you know, older veterans, but they're a young crew. And Jarvis' crew is mostly all young guys, my age, 27, 28, the whole crew that age.
From the beach, you can see that now.
And Nina. Yeah,
Nina's. All right, that's Jarvis's crew on the right side.
Yep.
In the lead.
Yeah, good strokes.
And the first two boats will qualify, yep.
Nina, those oars are going in the water at the same exact time. That's unbelievable. And with power. Tomorrow's going to shape up to be a nice race. So, this is where, if anything, because the two boats that are in the lead know that they have the win.
Uh-huh.
You know, that being said, Chaos doesn't seem like they're that far behind. So, maybe they can't let up at all, actually, of course. But this is where the whole pacing yourselves might come to play when you're this close to the beach.
They sense it.
Coming to the finish line.
Wow, they got a full boat ahead.
So Jarvis's crew on the right. Looks like they'll finish first. Wharf Rats in the middle. And Chaos coming in third.
So this is when you're going to start watching the beach spread out.
Yep. They're going to come in hot and high. There you go. No doubt about this one. Wharf Rats finishing second. Jarvis is crew first.
And they are moving on to this Day of Champions, Sunday.
And they're coming into the beach now. One, two, and three. Chaos coming up third.
Spread out, people. Spread out. My gosh. How slow to react can you be sometimes? Wow, they went on the beach hard. Yep. Great race.
All right, there you go. So we'll see these two boats on your right tomorrow for the championship. Wharf Rats in the middle here to our left, and off to the right, Jarvis's crew. Woo! Mercy.
In second place, the Wharf Rats in the Penta, Scuttle of Bill Giroli, Captains Vito Giroli Sr., and the Rollers, Vito Giroli, Chris Giroli, Gilbert Brown.
Now, with all of that rowing, they got another day. They got to row more.
Yep.
They're not done yet. They can't forget that.
Load up on the pasta tonight. So there you go. Good, clean race. Good start. Quick start. And they got going pretty quickly and didn't have. They only had the one false start. All right, now we see the committee boat go with the flow, go over to the greasy pole. All right, get out your roster. The greasy pole is about to get underway.
Yep.
And we're going to start with yesterday's champion, Mike Sanfilippo. Is that right? He leads it off?
He leads it off, yep.
Here we go.
There they go.
You know, I only heard one Viva Saint Pietro yesterday. Just one.
Really?
Yeah. You know how they usually do it on the platform quite a lot?
Yep.
Viva Saint Pedro, I heard it just once.
Yep. Well, you know, those Friday walkers, they almost walk with a chip on their shoulder a bit, you know, because they know that for them to move anywhere, they got to win.
Yeah.
And they're focused on that.
Oh, focus. Yeah, that's it. All right, so now the safety craft have moved over toward the greasy pole. You can see one of the safety craft there, Harbormaster boat, I believe, with the life ring ready to toss over if needed.
Yeah, Coast Guard. We got a lot of friends walking this boat today. Lenny Taramina, we got Ross Carlson, Austin Souza, who did the broadcast yesterday. A lot of good people up there.
Here's your first walker. That was Mike Sanfilippo. Get out halfway. All right, this is a 45-foot horizontal pole. If there's anybody listening who doesn't know what the greasy pole in Gloucester is, it's a 45-foot telephone pole that's rigged horizontally from a platform about 15 feet or 20 feet out of the water. So even at high tide, it's a long drop from the pole to the water.
Yep. Lenny Taramina walking next. Great guy. Great guy. Play softball in Magnolia on Sundays. Every once in a while, we play him. Good guy.
They got to take a little bit longer between walks than we saw yesterday, as the pole's still vibrating a little bit. Well, he fell and did a spritz right on the pole again. Third walker coming on now. Again, the first round, you're not allowed to win.
Nope. And there's a funny story about...
Look at this. Whoa! Got out about 35, 40 feet.
Was that Roscoe? Ross Carlson?
Third, yeah. Was that Ross Carlson?
Ross Carlson.
Third walker, yep.
He's another MAG softball player. Great guy, great walker. He was actually one of the favorites, according to the odds, to take it down today.
Dad Chris Carlson, a great athlete as well.
He can scale a softball field better than anyone in that league, or with the best of them. Great walker as well.
All right, fourth walker about to go. Water's a little choppy, and again, it's somewhere around 60 degrees, so it's not ice cold, but it ain't bathwater warm either.
Yeah, I think you did.
But thank you for all you do, Tom, and your crew. A lot of people don't realize what you have to do to reach this goal in 3 days.
Here goes a ninja. Got it. Well,
it's going to go quick. It's going to go
it.
Quick.
Yep. Third walker, fourth walker could have had it if he had dived for it.
These guys have won the power, so they have experience up there.
But, you know, as you said earlier, that's a no-no.
No.
Taking it in the first round.
Yep, yep.
There's actually a funny story about Anthony Mazza, I believe it is, where he was the one up there. So there's a veteran up on the pole who's controlling everything and telling the guys to be ready.
Yeah, yeah.
And 1 year, it was a long time ago, but Anthony Mazza, someone took it down in the first round.
Yeah.
He got in the water, and I guess he gave him a few knuckle sandwiches when he met him down there.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Well.
Ever since then.
Live and learn.
People know. Yeah. People know where this area is.
You got the message.
Yep.
Okay.
Anthony Mazza.
All right. That was the fifth walker, I believe. And got out about halfway.
And, you know, if you think about it, you know, the late walkers, they're probably looking at this already saying, what the heck? We're not even going to get a real chance.
Right.
The way they're getting out there.
Right. In the second round.
Yeah.
Have to go through the first round. Who's up next?
Plenty of people on the beach. The forecast is excellent for the next 2 days.
I want to say it's either Jay Favoloro or...
Ooh, mercy.
And we're dealing with having Mike Calabretti with us this year, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to say that was Jay Favoloro.
Mike Calabretti is going to be announcing for years and years here. And he asked him to be a guest speaker for us today. We'd like to thank him for accepting it. Mike Calabretti, take it away. Thank you, Al. Next we have Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. No, go forward.
Yeah.
Joe Mitchell. Go forward. Jay Doyle.
I think he's got to go backward.
Scotty Romero.
That's how you do it.
I'm surprised there isn't a walkie-talkie out there.
I know. Well, the walkers are telling the announcers who's out there.
Yeah, you know what? We don't need a walkie-talkie. Keep it traditional.
Scott Amaro is next.
Yep.
Didn't get too far, but he was able to jump off feet first.
Yeah. And every once in a while, you'll notice that if someone falls, you know, a lot of times they grab to stay up. Some guys have it in their mentality to try and knock off grease.
Yeah.
In their head
is,
if I lose, then whatever. At least I'm helping my brothers out. That's how they look at it.
Next walker goes backwards into the water, but again, feet first.
I was talking to John Vizina yesterday because he's a Sunday walker and he's been doing it for 9 years. Talking to him a little bit about strategy, and he was telling me how, you know, as one that walked once, but not much, you know, I kind of thought the faster walkers are the one you see that hurt themselves the most. He goes, you know what, man?
Noah Mitchell dives in on that walk. Yep.
A lot of the times it's the slow walkers, not the fast ones, that hurt themselves because they're trying too hard to.
Austin was saying the same thing yesterday. Yeah.
Yep. When you're walking slow, you give yourself that chance to fall straight backwards onto the pole or straight forward onto the pole versus walking fast and sliding off.
Anthony Novello next. Anthony gets out there about halfway before he goes in feet first. Tom Pendergast? Will be next.
Pendergast. I used to play volleyball with him. He's got a good volleyball spike.
Whoa. He slid, fell, hit the pole in the water, and he's up.
He's got the worst luck. Another softball player, but he plays third base, took a softball to the face off a bad bounce, that poor guy.
Mercy.
Who's next? Again. So after Tom Pendergast is John Moody.
Didn't get very far, maybe a third of the way out.
Yep. And now again, Marty Besman up.
Who?
Marty Besman. Oh, sorry. He said Joe Frontiero.
Yeah. And to remind you, this is on msonewsports.com, but you can see the video on the St. Peter's Fiesta app on your device. And grab the app. Check it out. Let Andrew know where you're watching us. And... Four places in Gloucester you can see it on the big screen. St. Peter's Club on Rogers Street. Two restaurants on Rogers Street. The Topside Restaurant and the Gloucester House Restaurant. And just off Rogers Street, further down the road, Kevin Carlos. There's a bad fall.
Yeah.
Fell on his rear hip and then careened overboard and into the water very, very awkwardly. But okay. I don't know about okay, but he's up swimming. It's strange. A couple of guys early on almost get the flag. One guy could have. And later in the round, people having trouble just getting off the platform. Still in the first round.
What's he got? What was in his hand?
I don't know what that was. Was that a peacock? What was that?
It almost looked like it could have been one of those fake blow-up guitars.
That was strange.
You know? And he made it really far.
Yeah, about two-thirds of the way out.
I don't know what that was. I really have no idea.
Have to check it on the replay.
That was a great walk, considering he had an object with him.
Next walker does the splits, and again, awkwardly overboard, bounces up to the surface.
Chuck Allen. I also talked to Mark Allen the other day. He's a Sunday champion, won a few, couple years ago.
Good walk.
He is very hungry. Very hungry to win this. But that being said, they all are.
A little more than halfway before he dived in, yep.
Rich Fralick, I want to say.
Nope, they're going to move it ahead.
Okay. Joe Saputo. Thank you.
Hand signals from the platform over to the announcers. The juniors are in their boats down below us. They'll be racing after the greasy pole. And again, great crowd here at high tide. Here comes the next walker. Dives in about halfway out.
Jody Young, been walking a long time. Very good guy, Jody Young. Known him for a long time. We just got an email from the app, too.
Yep, good. Yep. Keep them coming. Let us know. We'll mention your name. Well, Jody hit the telephone pole. Chest first, face first, doing the splits, and then careened over on the left side.
So here we go. We got Chris Azzaro watching from Tampa, Florida, saying he's watching. And yes, tomorrow the events will be streamed. We won't really be able to do the procession, but we'll be streaming the events. So the Seine Boats and the Greasy Pole again. And we also have Nikki Gordon watching from Michigan. Thank you both for emailing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next walker slides along the pole and goes in feet first.
Yeah, you know, and this is one thing that, you know, I've talked with Alex about, I've talked with my brother about, who does a lot of the graphic work for me, Mark Nicastro. We're already thinking about next year. I'm already thinking about a rebuild for the app. We're already thinking about how we can do the stream better. And we have Aaron Aiello up walking next.
Yeah, Hogan got about halfway out, and he lost his balance but was able to go in feet first. That's the easiest way to go in.
But so yeah, for everyone watching, you know, just keep on expecting each year we're gonna be building each year. And thank you for downloading and staying with us. For anyone that has an Android, next year you might have to do a re-download. I'll be sending out notifications early in the year, but with Android, I'm playing in Apple and Google's world, so we might have to do a re-download for the Android phones. Sean Kennedy up next.
That was Ian Kennedy before that.
And that was Ian Kennedy, yep.
Yeah, Ian, former quarterback of the football team here at Gloucester High School a few years ago. And Sean just graduated from college playing college lacrosse. He got about a third of the way out and dived in. Pole not vibrating a lot when you don't get far out on it. Haven't seen this many pleasure craft in a while. That's quite a few of them. And of course, 20, 30 years ago, well, what outfit is this? A chicken? At about halfway.
Stephen Cadoni.
30 years ago, there wouldn't be any pleasure craft out there. You'd see fishing vessels. Maybe a few pleasure craft.
Oh, we got Lexi at West End Suites watching. And Gianna. They're at my brother's shop, the ice cream shop, West End Suites. If you want an ice cream, go to West End Suites.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We got a nice crew below us. John Cooney, Tyler Rogers, John Vizina, Peter Azzaro. All great people.
A lot of swimmers in the water still. It's not that cold. It would be awfully cold for me, but those guys, didn't bother them. Next walker.
We got Matt Scola watching from Los Angeles. Just emailed in. Viva. Luciana McAllister watching from Vermont.
Fantastic, fantastic.
And was Brian Barrett dressed as Vermin Supreme? If he gets to walk again, we'll try to zoom right in on him to answer that question for you.
Big crowd, big round of applause for Giacomo Amiro. Next. Oh, Romeo, Romeo. They call him Romeo? I thought it was Romeo, but what do I know? Giacomo, I know Giacomo.
Yeah, Giacomo.
Good kid.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I took some grease with him.
Yeah, it's a strategy, you know. I mean, or almost a courtesy to the other walkers to, at least if you're taking some grease off, you're doing something instead of just jumping off.
Next walker pretty good out there. Yep, pretty far.
I think his first step was a little tough, and he was balanced. It was a balancing act the whole way, but he did pretty good.
Wow, next fast. Walker very quickly out there, loses his balance backwards, but okay. Anthony
and
Romeo.
We got Cam Scola tuning in again from Oklahoma. Cam Scola, nothing I say will make you look cooler, though, dude. Don't try to do yourself any favors.
Whoa! A very awkward fall onto his back, but he's okay.
We got Jake Swint watching from San Diego, California.
Beautiful San Diego.
Yep.
Wonder if it's as nice out there as it is here right now. Probably a little warmer.
He's got his Aunt Debbie Galliano, who grew up in Gloucester, born and bred.
Well, you got the word out there, Andrew. That's fantastic. And I know that those people are going to spread the word to anybody they know, too.
Yep.
And people all over the North Shore watching. How about checking in with us, too, from the North Shore? Must be close to the end of this first round. I don't have a roster with me, but there were 42 first-rounders yesterday. And then a very quick second round, the flag was gotten.
The list I have doesn't have a number on it. Let me see here. I can find another list here.
Still on the first round, and you're not allowed to grab the flag on the first round. If you do grab it, you're liable to get punched in the face. So, probably a good idea not to. Mike Muniz, next. Gets a good running start, and just flies off to the left, feet first. Sean Doe. You can hear the buzz of the crowd, and most of these people will be heading back to the carnival and other points in the area on this gorgeous Saturday evening. Traffic is tough. Be patient coming into town, and be patient looking for a place to park. Good walk, good walk. Whoa, and a somersault into the ocean.
I'm trying to find, there's a list with the numbers on it there.
Oh, you don't need the numbers. Let's just get the names. Okay. Rob Lowe is next. Oh, he slipped. Very awkwardly and went backwards. A backwards somersault. Landing on his back in the water, but he's okay.
Brady Parisi.
If you get a chance to go see the Greasy Fish Shrine at the end of Commercial Street, I would recommend it to see all these.
And Parisi gets a good walk and jumps in the water.
Son to Brian Parisi. He is the commissioner of Magnolia Softball.
Austin Souza.
Here's our man.
Austin Souza. I'd love to see him get a good first walk and get at least another chance at it. I would love to see him at least get one real chance.
We talked all kinds of strategy yesterday. He got a super something or other outfit on, and he splashes into the water.
Yeah. Did he show you the picture of his dad's costume?
No.
So his dad walked it, oh my gosh, I don't know how many years ago, but he's wearing the same exact costume that his dad wore. And actually, I saw Tracy Souza the other night, and he showed me the picture of his and then Austin's.
Some superhero, I guess. Next walker flies off into the harbor. Doug Langley gets a round of applause from his family down off to our left. See the cruise ship way out on the horizon? Big cruise ship probably coming out of Boston, way out on the horizon. Probably a good 10 or 11 miles out. Or further. Waiting for Doug Langley. Here he goes. And he gets about halfway out. I think you heard that, the last walker of the first round. Tyler Mahoney. Same boat races finishing earlier. Wharf Rats and Jarvis's crew moving on to row tomorrow. They eliminated Chaos today. There you go. Here's your last walker. Nice walk. Slowly. Bang. Oh. Doing the splits again with that slow walk, and that ends the first round. Now some of the swimmers staying in the water. I think they're anticipating another early flag capture. The object is to walk out, run out, slip slide out to the end of the pole and grab that flag. So we're back at the top. Mike Sanfilippo, last night's winner, will be the first walker. There goes Mike Sanfilippo. Good walk, good walk. Oh, and he got about 4/5 of the way out. Probably about 35, 38 feet.
Yeah, that's got to be a little frustrating for Mike to get that far, just because he knows that the way it's going, it could go down any walker.
I don't know who's up next. Second
Lenny
walker.
Taramina.
Lenny Taramina?
Yep.
Okay.
So he won Friday last year.
All right.
So now he's walking Saturday this year.
And again, you see a number of swimmers just staying in the water. I think they're anticipating a quick victory tonight. But got almost through the second round last night before the flag was captured. So Lenny Taramina thinking this thing over, planning his strategy, getting ready. Pushing his shoulders forward, looking at the flag. Guided imagery, getting that flag in his mind. Back and forth he goes. There he goes, out to the... There he goes. Oh! He fell seated halfway out, spun around into the water.
Yeah. Ross Carlson, he's a lot of people's favorite.
Ross Carlson getting ready to make his stroll to the end of the pole. Still waiting for Ross to make his approach. Oh, he fell, slid forward, took a bunch of grease with him. And he's up, he's okay.
All right, so Joe Braclione. So, you know, everyone that's getting up right now, I'm sure they're licking their chops, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're getting far. They really are. You can see the grease at the end is really where it's at. The first three quarters of it, there's really no grease. It's got cleaned off. And you might be able to notice in the water, but there's some guys that hang out there.
Oh, yeah.
And their job is to hang out and make sure that they hit the water okay. They didn't get hurt or hit in the pole. So.
Here goes Joe Branks. Joe Branks. Wow. Joe Branks. Joe Branks.
Whoa!
5 feet away. And he goes into the water feet first. Well, yesterday someone fell rather hard in the... two state police jet skis were on him in seconds, but he came up and was fine.
Yep.
Seconds.
When you hit the water, you come up and you give a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And like we were saying earlier, there's a veteran on the, a committee member on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he sees your thumbs up, then they move on. But they don't do anything till they see it.
He got out there very fine, his first walk. He's determined. Let's see if he can do it again.
First weekend of summer. What a way to celebrate. St. Peter's Fiesta in Gloucester. My. I'm Rick Moore along with Andrew Nicastro and Alex Sanfilippo on the video. Andrew with the color commentary. Here he goes.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Did he do it? I've never seen someone get up and win it. You got to stand up, I think.
No, and they're telling him no.
You can't shimmy. That would have been bad. I'm glad he didn't do it. That would have been bad.
Oh, he could be in trouble when he gets back to the platform.
They're just going to remind everybody that you can't do that.
Well, he took a bunch of grease with him.
If you can stand up, that's okay.
You can get back up?
You can stand back up. That's fine. But you can't shimmy because the first person would just shimmy across the whole thing.
Sure.
We got Annette and John Mahoney watching from the Villages, Florida. The Villages, Florida. Yep.
Wow. Hello in Florida. My goodness.
Renee Finley watching from South Carolina. Born and raised Gloucester person and tuning in. I love it.
San Pedro, yep. See who the next walker is. Good walk, but halfway into the drink. I didn't hear what he said.
I don't know either. Scotty and Merrill.
Scotty Merrill.
Yep.
Is that the Scott Amaro who does? Yeah, it is. Scotty does such a great job over at Newell Stadium. Scotty works for the DPW and great attendant over there, taking care of the stadium. Great technician, good guy. But he didn't make it out to the end.
He was a slower pace. Which, you know, I mean, for some people, that's their pace. Me, I was my pace was 4 steps. That was my pace.
Yeah, my pace is from here, watching from here.
Yeah, I'm not a greasy pole walker.
It's funny.
I tried it.
Other sports I might try to critique or criticize, but not this one.
Yeah.
God bless those guys.
Yeah.
And again, a bunch of tough kids, big kids, older gentlemen who've done it for a long time. Hardworking people. Spider-Man. Into the drink.
Carlo Palazzolo watching from San Diego, California.
Noah Mitchell.
Keep them coming in, guys. Keep them coming in, everybody.
Yeah, let Andrew know if you're watching on the app. Noah Amiro, is that what he said? I lost track.
I can check on the
Noah Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Very slowly.
Wow.
Very slowly. Waving his arms, balancing, and boom! Head first into the water, diving in.
He started, he was a slow walker in general, but he started faster than what that was. I think what happened was he slipped, caught himself,
mm-hmm.
and then when he tried taking more steps, he realized he's just walking the tightrope the whole way now.
He was waving his arms like he was trying to shoo a greenhead away.
Right.
Or a bee. You know, all those guys in foreign countries. Oh, again, hug the pole between his legs. That hurts. Mercy. Here comes Anthony Novello. Full house here at Pavilion Beach in Gloucester, man. Lots and lots of people.
And tomorrow's going to be, I believe, the high tide. I think the tide is going out.
Yeah, it'll be higher. Yep.
It's going to be higher tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tight beach tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. which is better for the walkers themselves because the water's up a little higher.
Nice try. Nice walk.
All right, that guy, who was that?
Bendergrass. So Tom Bendergrass is up now. So that last walker was Anthony Novello.
Yeah.
He was in my grave at GHS.
Got maybe 10 feet from the flag.
Yep.
Breeze. Not much of a breeze. Maybe 8, 10 miles an hour from the east. So it's behind the walkers.
Yeah, so you can see that if the grease, it's really just packed on the end. That's it.
Yep.
So it could go any walker now. So for all of you tuning in, stay with us. It's going to go. Got to go quickly. We got a bunch of emails. We got Marianne Parisi watching from Tequesta, Florida.
Never heard of it, but hello.
Now we got Kerry Fortunato out of Orlando, Florida, with her family tuning in. Jay Puglisi. No Jay forever. He's my brother John John's, one of his good friends living out in L.A. Great to see that you're watching, man. Great to hear from you. Then Matty Braguglio, watching from the comfort of his house with a cold beer, he says. Viva.
Yeah, well, we'll be there soon. Somewhere. So I don't know who's up next. They just went through three or four names, and they went up and down, so I don't know who the next walker is. I don't know if it's Pendergrass or not. But we are waiting. Nice to hear all those emails coming in from all over the country and from Gloucester, finally.
Yeah, we got a Gloucester guy. Yay. Just chilling on his couch.
Whoa!
Wow.
All
right, Frank Pacheco. That was Frank Pacheco.
Well, I know what it's like. Let's see who the next walker is. I know what it's like to watch the video from Gloucester from another state. I was down in Florida in the fall, and I was watching you do the Marblehead Beverly game with Bill Newell and Tim Kearns, and it was a great game, but the video was just awesome. So it's streamography.com does a great job.
Thank you very much. And also, for the fall, we'll be doing GHS football as well as other Cape Ann sports football.
Yep.
So everyone listening in, I mean, make sure to go to msonewsports.com and you can tune in and watch GHS play Danvers and play all the local teams. It's awesome.
We have a lot of Northeastern Conference coverage. A lot of Lynn teams will be doing two games a night, too. Two games on radio and one on radio and streamography. But right now, we're still waiting for someone to grab that flag at the end of the grease pole. We're near the end of the second round.
We got Linda French tuning in from Springville, Tennessee. Thank you all for watching. Spreading the tradition.
Yeah, getting a geography lesson. Yep, and Viva St. Pedro. We're getting a Gloucester all over the country. Wherever you go, there's somebody from Gloucester there.
Oh, yeah. And you can always tell.
So we do get across the bridge.
Some of us do. Wow, look at that.
Some of us do. Here we go. Whoa, sit down.
So that's one of those instances that Austin was talking about. He was a slow walker, and he fell straight down.
Yep.
Straight.
But landed on his seat on the pole first, and then spun over backwards.
Right.
And you got no control when you go over the water that way, and you land chest first or back first, whatever. Next walker.
Jonathan Moody. He's got a good fan base.
I'll say. Getting a pep talk from the PA announcers. Get out there and grab that flag. A lot of people are hungry here. I want to go get something to eat.
Oh, and I recommend an Ambi sausage.
Ambi sausage, there you go.
Or nice. One of the four restaurants that are
there you go.
Broadcasting today.
Nice feature in Ambi in the Gloucester Times today, too. Ambi and his sons, Tom and Charlie. Good guys. Had them both in school.
Are.
Love it, man. This is... It just doesn't get any better than this.
We got Jackie Mondello watching from Peabody, just over the bridge.
All right, Mondello.
Yep.
From what used to be Harmony, now Mondello Square originally, I bet you.
Nice pace.
Slams down chest first into the pole. Spins out of control into the water, but resurfaces immediately.
Yep. And don't get me wrong, hitting the pole hard, it hurts, but when you fall in the water like that, that hurts too.
Oh, yeah.
And that slap that you hit.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
You get double embarrassment. Next walker very quickly out of the gate, and he dives off the pole.
It seemed like he got out of the gate a little off. That stinks.
Who's our next waka?
I want to say, where are we here? I want to say we're on Mark Horgan or Aaron Aiello.
Yeah, we're going to be close to the end of the first round.
I can't tell. Back.
Jack Allen? No, eyes off.
Someone just threw. One of the walkers just threw some grease up onto the onto the pole.
Well, we're trying to figure out who the next walker is. Getting signals from the platform, the greasy pole platform.
Joe Saputo. Joe Saniti, watching from the Franklin over in town. Always working there. Great restaurant. Maria Figueredo does a great job. Her and I'm related. My cousin Bruce married Maria and loved that place. Great, incredible food. You can't get
Joe Saputo out of the gate really fast. Oh, and he got about two-thirds of the way out.
And shout out to Joe Sinitz. Great man. Good friend. Sarah and Marie Cafasso tuning in from Logan Airport. Safe travels, you two. Safe travels.
Oh, please, yes. You can see it on the big screen in Gloucester at the St. Peter's Club, Captain Carlo's Restaurant, the Gloucester House Restaurant, and the Topsfield Restaurant. You want to see this on the big screen. Really slow walker, tiptoeing out, and spins off out to the left, into the water.
We got cousin Nick Bergoglio tuning in with Anaya and Auntie Joy. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm sure I'll see you and Christy out tonight, Nick.
Big Tom Brancaleone's son now out in the greasy pole. Everybody in Gloucester knows Tom Brancaleone. Big Tom.
Big Tom, yep.
Another former student of mine. One of the first classes I ever had. There he goes, and he didn't go far. He just jumps off.
Yep.
Big Tom has announced these greasy pole matches many years, and another historian, and he sends out on Facebook, on social media, a beautiful good morning picture every day, a different picture of the water.
Yeah, Tom is awesome. Great guy.
Next walker goes face first off.
Aaron Aiello. And that last walker was Mark Horgan. Great kid, great athlete, Mark Horgan. I know his brother Shane was watching yesterday.
Ooh. Aaron Aiello just like it was shot out of a cannon, and he just spins off into the water.
I think we got the both Kennedys coming up here.
Yep. Ian is, again, a former Gloucester High School athlete. His mom hosted the end-of-the-year party for the Gloucester High School faculty a week or so ago. His mom and dad, I should say.
Yeah, and isn't it amazing where that...
Slow walk.
Yeah.
Off he goes.
Isn't it amazing with how many boats out there today? We're going to have maybe close to double that tomorrow, you know? Beautiful scene out here, though.
I'm astounded at how many people there are on the boats that are all tied up together.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's amazing.
Yep.
So now Sean Kennedy is next, Ian's brother. A year or two older. There he goes. And he's flailing and goes into the water on his back.
And Matty Bergoglio wants to send a message to his brother, Nick. Stop stealing his thunder.
Okay. Message received. And sent. Sun dipping a little bit lower in the sky, but still plenty of daylight left, obviously, as we're in the meat of the summer season, man, just beginning. Short walk.
Steve Cardone.
Yep. next.
I see a lot of kids in the water. What are they doing here? They're trying to save themselves.
They just want to stay there. They think that the next guy's going to get it. Why go up the ladder again? Waste that energy.
So yeah, the announcers over the PA were just saying, you know, we have a lot of guys just hanging out. You are supposed to move. I mean, the fear is that you're going to fall on one of them, you know. But one of them just said, you know, the way this has gone, it could go down any second. So they're just wanting to waste the energy.
And I can't tell from here how close to the pole they actually are.
Right, right. The depth is off.
Steve Cardone with a short walk. Who's next?
After Steve Cardone, we have Dom Giovinco.
Had.
Oh, okay. So now Nick Taramina.
Yep.
Yep.
Deep into the second round. There goes Nick Taramina.
Nice walk.
Well, that's the furthest anybody's gotten in quite a while.
Yep.
Here we go. Giacomo Romeo.
So, for the history of St. Peter's Fiesta, you know, this is the weekend of St. Peter, St. Peter's Feast.
Mm-hmm.
And in Italy, they're actually having their own fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own greasy pole, their own events. And it's really amazing how the tradition was brought over here with the fishermen and in the Gloucester community and the tradition.
Giacomo Romeo.
Oh,
and he goes,
Giacomo.
Yep, two-thirds of the way out. Yes, it is. And very... very tight fishing community over the years, and you know the culture in Gloucester has stayed very close. The families are very close, and for a town of 30,000, just about everybody knows everybody.
Oh yeah, yep.
Short walk, oop, a little bit longer. Grabs the pole, spins into the water.
That was Bob Montanaro. Now we have Mark Fernandez.
Very quickly out of the gate, running off. Into the water.
So now we should have Jonathan Frontiero. Anthony Romeo, sorry.
Anthony Romeo, okay. You're working that gadget pretty good there for a little handheld device with the sun beaming in, man. You're doing all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Flipping back and forth between the app and the
emails.
And the emails.
Yep.
Short walk. Who's next?
Stevie Amaral. Yeah, this last bunch of walkers really has to bear down and really focus, you know, because making it go to a third round, it'll really be a slim chance that it gets back to you, you know.
Well, yeah, and I would think you start to get tired around the third round, climbing up and down the ladder, waiting on the platform.
I think they're saying forward. Now backward. Oh, I don't know.
Ton of kayakers over there, too. Where'd they come from? Looks like a kayak club. My goodness. You notice all the pleasure craft are sort of drifting toward the greasy pole.
Backwards.
Still trying to identify who the next walker is.
No. I think he's going the wrong way. We have the committee boat getting in there to help figure out who's walking.
All right, well, come on down. St. Peter's Fiesta.
There it is, Jonathan Frontiero.
All right. Waiting for the next walker, Jonathan Fronteros. Here he goes, loses his balance, catches himself, and then goes into the water.
Now we have Stevie Amaral. Yep.
Still in the second round, right?
Still in the second round, yep.
Okay.
You know, for a lot of these walkers, they got to be thinking, you know, with a lot of the grease packed at the end there, you know, just get as much momentum as you can. So when you hit that pack of grease,
mm-hmm.
Obviously this is easier said than done. But you know, get that momentum going forward, so that you can get yourself through the flag, walk through it. You know,
Mike Beniz is up next.
Came out quick.
And he goes into the water.
Sean Doan.
Sean who?
Doan.
Out of the gate pretty well. Now, again, chest first onto the pole and into the water.
Now we got Robbie Lowe. I wonder if Robbie's going to wait for that pole to settle.
I think you have to.
Yeah, I would say so.
That is really vibrating. Bouncing up and down.
Yep. Rob used to be a rower. Used to be a rower for a few years.
Well, I think if I were good enough to have a choice, I think I'd be rowing.
Yeah.
Here he goes.
Not a bad start.
Good. Again, he crashes into the pole.
Good try, Robbie.
And bounces up to the surface.
Brady Parisi. He had a great first walk. I do think he got, you know, three quarters of the way almost. A lot of these walkers have to start heading up the the ladder.
Get back up there. They're almost a dozen in the water. More than a dozen. Slow walk, waving his arms,
keep your eye on
balance.
The flag.
He may make it.
Keep your eye on the flag.
Couldn't quite get there.
Good focus though. You know, you have to keep your keep your head straight, keep your eye on the flag, and just walk.
All right. Here's our man Austin Souza.
Here we go, Audie. Austin Souza.
Austin did a great job last night as our color commentator, knew most of the walkers. Here he goes. Hustling out, hustling out. Loses his balance and jumps into the water. Josh who?
Josh Gove.
Gove. Josh Gove will be next. He gets the privilege of being able to crash into the pole and get a second slap in the face when you hit the water. Something to look forward to.
Doug Langley.
Next walker heading out.
Doug Langley.
Nope. Doug goes into the water. All right, the last participant of
Tyler
the
Mahoney.
Second round.
Yep. And, you know, the PA just brought up a good point as well. You know, when you're out there, it can get chilly. You're getting in the water's cold, you're getting up on the pole, and it's breezy. So, one of the announcers, longtime walker, Tyler.
Tyler Mahoney!
Tyler!
His feet went out from under him just as he got to the flag. He may have kicked the flag and didn't get it. He spun backwards, feet first, into the flag, and spun into the water.
That was a good yep. walk. And on his way down, you could see he took a lot of the grease off. Made it a lot easier for the next few guys, who are the top of the order now. So we got Michael Sanfilippo.
He's shaking it out like the divers do on those high dive platforms, shaking it out,
getting
the kinks out, warming up. Mike Sanfilippo. Now, how many guys have won in consecutive days? I bet not that many.
Not many. I know Stu McGilvery did it. He won Friday, Saturday in 1 year, came back the next year and won the Sunday.
Here goes Mike Sanfilippo. Good walk. Didn't quite make it. Oh, man. 2 feet away.
We had Jake Wood do it before. He won it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, mercy.
1 year.
How do you do that?
He was a great walker for a long time, too. So Jake Wood is a legend in the game, and he'll be walking tomorrow. We got Brenda McRae Medeiros watching from Newburyport with her family. Thank you for tuning in, everybody.
Absolutely.
Keep the messages coming in.
That's
love
fantastic.
Giving the shout-outs.
Fantastic. Yep. That's exciting. Check it out, the St. Peter's app. If you don't have it, download it. Still time today, but plenty of activity tomorrow that we'll be broadcasting, starting around 4:30 again.
Yep, Day of Champions, Sunday. That's the day you got to tune in. We're going to have quite a seine boat race tomorrow. I'm already very excited about
it. The pace was pretty fast today.
Yeah, it was incredible how fast they were today. Strong teams this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny.
Got it!
Lenny Taramina. You had to know one of those first walkers was going to get it.
Lenny Taramina.
Yep. Great guy.
Fantastic.
Loves Fiesta, loves everything about it. The crowd is roaring here. Beautiful weekend for Fiesta.
Absolutely.
Oh, Ross Carlson just went right to the end of the pole. The next walker. He just wanted to prove to himself he had it next.
Yep. So all the walkers will swim to the beach in front of us, and Lenny Taramina, the champion, will swim with the flag, and then he'll be hoisted to the shoulders of all the other guys. Lenny Taramina, the Saturday champion for the 2016 Fiesta. And Mike Sanfilippo just missed
getting
it for the second day in a row.
Almost the last guy of the second round.
Yep.
Tyler Mahoney almost got it.
Yep.
Then Mike Sanfilippo almost got it. You had to know it was coming. You could feel it. Great walk, Lenny. Great walk. Very happy for you. And he's going to be walking first tomorrow.
Okay.
So everyone, he's walking first tomorrow.
Does Mike walk tomorrow too? Mike Sanfilippo?
No.
That's it. Okay. Today's winner will walk tomorrow.
There's only two ways to walk on Sunday.
Yep.
There's only two. You either win on Saturday.
Yep.
Or you walk as a protege. Now I'm going to take a picture of this crowd here.
You take a picture of the crowd. I'm going to try to get a picture of the walkers when they hit the beach with Lenny Taramina hoisting the flag. Crowd beginning to file off very quickly, heading over to the carnival behind us and do the rides, grab a bite to eat, and commiserate. It's like a reunion here in Gloucester in the West End.
Every day's a reunion. How can't you love it?
That's true. Now, it's quite a long swim in. You see the swimmers coming in now, and
it's a longer swim than you think.
No, it is.
It really is.
It's quite a ways.
I want to say at least what, like half a football field or almost a whole football field.
It might be.
You know,
it might be 100 yards. Yep. Close. Probably about 70 yards, I would think.
You know, you're all fired up when you get off the pole. You're excited. And as you're swimming and you get halfway to the beach, you realize, I've been swimming for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, it always happens. The guy's trying to pick up Lenny, and they're trying to pick him up and swim at the same time.
That must be not that easy to swim with one hand, too. One hand on the flag and one hand swimming. Still out pretty deep right now. As they come in.
Good for you, Lenny Taramina. Awesome guy.
Covering the junior seine boats, but they will be racing next.
I can't see him. I don't know where he is in that pile. I'm looking for the flag, but
he released the flag
that.
A second ago. No, I can't. There it is.
There he is. Yep. That flag isn't going to... The only thing that'll take that flag out of his hands is if he gets Sunday's flag. That's the only thing. Good for you. I know Jay Puglisi, who's tuning in, he was a longtime walker as well. So he knows the thrill of winning this event. So yeah, they're going to parade with Lenny for a little bit. They're going to bring him back almost down to Cape Hondyce. And he's going to get cleaned up, but good for you, Lenny. Great walk.
Good job, Randy. Good job. See you tomorrow, Randy.
Look at that. Beautiful sight. Getting both those flags.
Yep.
All right. Friday flag and a Saturday flag. Got to have time for a picture for all the social media.
Friday, Saturday. Maybe a Sunday.
Good for you, Lenny.
There you go. Yep.
Viva!
All right, well, there you go. Beautiful. All right, that's it.
Beautiful day.
I want to thank everybody who's checked in.
Yep.
Andrew, you got people from all over the country.
Yep, yep. And that's what Fiesta does. It brings everyone back to Gloucester.
Fantastic.
You know, I'm glad we can provide the service for them.
And we'll do it all again tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow, 4:30.
Very good. So, that's it from here. On behalf of Andrew Nicastro of Streamography.com and the St. Peter's Fiesta app, and Alex Sanfilippo, our streamographer, and our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Barr. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. This is MSONewsSports.com.
And in the arena, the Royal Blue Shirts, Coach Mike Harmon and John Scola, and the sponsors are Captain Carl and Christian Landscaping.